Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince, an African spirit. spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African Hudu world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the divine prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Thursday, May 24th. 2012, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Emeka, Thai Potions, and Hudu Central in this legendary, historic, enchanted, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hudu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the life-giving, healing, magical herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do continue to join me here live each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time. Most certainly humbled and appreciative for your continued listening support, and always in archive at your leisure and convenience by way of my Blog Talk Radio website at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to assist you. Remember that all is indeed a blessing. I will be forward. Ashe. Ashe, and of course, Aibobo, we indeed do give thanks. Remembering that my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do please continue to recognize the many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners, numerologists, and astrologers who can be located within the various virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. There you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And do know that you can still visit these powerful voices such as the Queen Ifama, the Truth Terrorist, Sister Abana, and Racism Not Anonymous within the Queen's Chamber of my website. Go to www.houseofthedivineprince.com and then click on the Queen's Chamber tab and also the King's Chamber tab. And you can find my very faithful brother, Awa Orogunwa, within the temple room of my website, who will be here with us. We have confirmed that he will be here with us on next Wednesday for our Ifa Wednesdays. So we indeed do most certainly give thanks. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. I have much to talk about today. I do want to entertain and accept your phone calls as well. Remember to press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will surely address you here live on the air within the next hour. But I have many other things that I do wish to say, so I want to allow for some balance, if you will. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Some of you know that I have been for some time keeping a Blackout Do Not Shop Here list. And those close to me within my friends and family and personal circles who support these endeavors also support the Blackout Do Not Shop Here list. Many of you have heard me say that my reason, if you will, for being raison d'etre, my reason for living, is more than just to do well and to pay our bills and to survive, but to make an impact in society, in culture, as it relates to Pan-African spirituality and religion, which encompasses everyday living. When you operate as a fully functioning practitioner, when you operate as a committed initiate to many of these paths, you are doing what is akin to wearing a sign on your head. It could be your being all white all the time. It could be the lakis that people tend to notice on your neck. It could be the chicken foot. It could be the alligator paw that you might be wearing. It could be your crystals. It could be your jewelry. It could be your natural hair. And many of these things intersect race and ethnicity and culture and class. So they have their meaning, they have their purpose in our culture and our society. I'm going to talk today about my Blackout Do Not Shop Here list, but I'm also going to talk about masking and the power of masking. We're not just going to talk about Mardi Gras masking or Halloween masking or traditional African religious masking, but also its new, more modern manifestation. To use a very humorous but simple word, clothing. We mask now with clothing, with attire, and all these things suggest who we know and what we know and what we may not know and where we might have been from and where we may be going. Now, we can deny the power of these images and these symbols, But they are a part of our every waking existence on many levels. And how we address them have a lot to do with consciousness and where we are within our present mode of consciousness. If you are seeking employment, if you have employment, your place of employment may require a certain type of attire, which does not allow for you to get up natural in the morning and do what comes spontaneously to you, naturally to you, spiritually quite often to you. So we make allowances. Some of you still go to those churches and those temples where you wear the prayer cloth on your head. Do you wear that to work? And is there a point of separation between your religious adherence and life and what you're willing to submit and to sacrifice for employment for a dollar? These are loaded thoughts, loaded concepts. I'm not looking for the immediate reaction, though many of you have already made immediate reactions and maybe even some immediate judgments about what I am going to say. But I would offer you to just play along with me today, wherever you may be listening and enjoying the show and this message. We're doing a full 2 hours today, not 30 minutes, full 2 hours. If I have much to talk about, again, I will be taking your phone calls at area code 347-215-8967. I will be playing music. I will be doing the prayer. I will be doing the affirmations. Many of you have been asking for the return of the affirmations. They will be present today. But if no one calls, if no one has a request, I have much to say, and I'm going to move forward as I try to do in spirit and in truth. So please do continue to enjoy this 2 hour broadcast of the Power Lunch, Voodoo New Orleans, Voodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Voodoo Central, here on your Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. I will be forward. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Et ça me fait mon taille, oh mon Dieu. Mon Dieu, dans le ciel là, ça me fait mon taille, oh. Ça me fait mon taille, oh mon Dieu. Mon Dieu, dans le ciel là, ça me fait mon taille, oh.
Oh, yeah.
la même chose. My God, dans tout c'est la même chose. Et que, prenez-nous, chanter, pour nous penser, pour nous réfléchir, ça me fait pour ça, pour nous comprendre ça, ça dit. Et ça me fait pour ça, mon Dieu, dans ce cas-là, ça me fait pour ça.
Bye.
Ayibobo and Ashe. In this divine, all blessed moment, we loose divine love and light, truth, revelation, and manifestation. We bind right now those things which would seek to divine, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Viper and vampires, hater and perpetrators, Rasta and imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spirits, backstabbing false prophets, fear mongers, strong arm prophetizers, parasitic politicians, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spirit evolution, and forward movement. We bind all manner of dangers, seen and unseen, evils known and unknown, and we loose divine light and consciousness, truth, power, wisdom, and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for immediate revelation and manifestation. We vibrate with our ascended ancestors, Egungunz and Galede and Gede, and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous, here and now in this present moment in time space. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good in vibration here and now in this divine moment and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is pure, truth, and authentic. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us now and will forever stand with us in divine light and love, power and protection, we offer libation to the rebirthing and rejuvenation and regeneration of the powers, of the strength, of the endurance of our ascended ancestors. Be light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves. So hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine crystalline universal reverberation, reordering, rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If we can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test at one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Yawomi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You see, Yawomi, Yawomi, Yawomi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Hey, hey. Like say, I don't dey go low. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Hey, hey. Like say, I don't dey go low. Man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can to the club together? Make her feel you.
I will be forward. Ashe.
Oh, Thank you.